Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread.
Well, we are in an exciting section of the book of Ephesians. We are urged to have a worthy walk of the calling to which we have been called. Not worthy to be called, but a worthy walk of that calling. And then he gives seven marks of that walk that we remember. Let me remind you what they were, because it sets up this next series of verses that we're going to read today. He says this, I want you to walk with humility, number one, with gentleness, number two. So it's a humble walk, it's a gentle walk, it's a patient walk, it is a forbearing walk, bearing with one another, it is a loving walk, it is a walk of unity, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit, and it is, seventhly, a walk of peace. So what does that look like? That gives us our few verses for today. Here they are. It's in Ephesians 4. Now we're in verses 4 to verse 6. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, who is through all, and who is in all. Hear this glorious statement. He has just said we've got a bond of unity. And to emphasize that, he reminds us of our unity in Christ. He says, first of all, there's one body. Now, there are many local churches, but no one church is the body of Christ. Every local church is a manifestation of the body of Christ, but it's not the body of Christ. Our local churches and we as individuals and our churches are part of the body of Christ that has been planted and expanding throughout all the world as local churches are being planted. There's one body. And by the way, there's just one Spirit. Each one of us have a measure of the Holy Spirit. No one of us has all we need in the Spirit because we have all we need in the Spirit in Christ, in the body of Christ. In other words, we need each other. We need the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit is doing in each other's life, but we all have the same Spirit, one body, one Spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. You're walking in a manner worthy of your calling. Well, what is that calling? That calling is to serve Christ, and then you will be with Christ. Here is the hope. Christ is your Lord and Savior. He is preparing a place for you. He has now called you in your own mission, and that, when completed, you will be with Him. We all have that hope that He is preparing a place for us so that where He is, there we will be also. Well, that means we got one Lord. That means we got one faith. That is the faith once and for all delivered to us in the Word of God. We don't all, each church, come up with its own doctrine. No, we try to understand what does God's Word say. God's Word is the final rule for what we believe and how we are to live. One baptism. We are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that declares the glories of the new covenant in Christ and the gospel of grace. We have one God and Father. Who is this God and Father? He is one God and Father of all. It is God who by His grace has begotten us. We are born again, so He is our Father. And this Father that we have is the Father of all. He is over all. He is through all. And He is in all. The transcendence of God. The immanence of God. The permanence of God. All of those glorious truths of the Father. Did you see the Trinity in this oneness? Here is this glorious truth of the unity of the Godhead. The Father authored our salvation, the Son accomplishes it, and the Spirit applies it. We have one Lord, Jesus. We have one God and Father, of all, in all, over all, through all, and we've got one Holy Spirit who unites us together, in whom we are unified. See all of this unity, but yet look at the Trinity. You've got perfect unity, yet diversity. So here is our unity in the triune God, but like the triune God, there is diversity in the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, what about our diversity? Well, I am so glad you asked that question. We're going to cover that tomorrow. You may want to even read ahead. But now there is not only our unity in Christ, there is diversity that we have in Christ. We'll look forward to that tomorrow as we continue bringing slice after slice of fresh bread from the Epistle to the Ephesians. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.